Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
I'm excited about this show because this is something that we've been dealing with constantly. We're going to start with the snack portion of the show. And I got to give it up to the Japanese. And I think the Japanese did our last snack box, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know where we're getting like all these bento boxes from. It's amazing.
My kids, you're not your kids because they're older. That's all they talk about. What am I going to have for snack today? Right. Now, the way the Japanese operate should be a lesson to everybody. We should be doing everything the Japanese culture does. We would have a much better society, I believe. Right?
Okay.
This is the Sakura box. Right. And I'm sorry.
Right. Just the presentation alone makes it appetizing.
This could be food. If you eat, you could go into a diabetic shock. I'd have it.
Yeah.
Just on the way.
Well, I think one of those bags is caramel corn. It just looks healthier.
This is their Cheetos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that. Tohato.
Oh,
caramel. Oh, it's caramel.
It's caramel corn.
Oh, I thought it was a Cheeto.
But it does look healthier.
All right, this is something I think that you might enjoy. I would like this.
But where do we get this stuff from?
Just the packaging alone. I don't even know what's in here. I want to eat it. Look at this.
Wow. Taste that. It's like a lighter, fluffier caramel popcorn. Why don't we market this stuff here?
Okay.
Right?
What I'm talking about.
It's good.
It's like air.
Yeah.
And it's probably good for you.
No, it tastes good. It's not too sweet. It has that hint of caramel popcorn.
This is their kafai. It's probably their Snicker bar.
55 calories.
This.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Wow. This looks like. Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah. Wow. This just keeps coming. What is that?
Mm. Tell me where this takes you back to.
Mm. Cocoa Puffs.
I didn't even think of that. Remember in school, there used to be these wafers where you used to crack open
the peanut butter. Chocolate inside. Yeah. The peanut butter.
That's what
you're right.
That's what that takes.
But it's as if it was all combined.
Yeah.
These are good.
Oh, whoa. Mm. What is this?
These are good snacks. I feel better. Everything's light and airy. Crispy. What's this one? Not good?
No idea. It's like, it could be a cracker.
Yeah.
It could be caramel.
It's like a little crouton.
Like a pork rind or something.
There's a lot in that box. How much does a box like this cost?
Yeah, what's the retail value on this? And where are you getting them from?
Look at this. When you're done, minty breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
None of our kids have minty breath after they're eating the snacks.
Look at this, bro.
What is that? Oh, this is little...
This is Japanese personified.
Mm.
An ice cream cone.
Oh, ice cream
cone. If there's ice cream in here, I'll die.
Mm.
Bro, you're eating it like it's...
No, I just broke it off. Do you like Funyuns?
Yeah. This is their version?
Yeah. It's good. That's good. That's a Funyun?
This is...
You know what this is? Teriyaki. Oh, wow. Flavorful. That's a whole teriyaki chicken in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's good.
This is like a meal.
That is. That's like if you were on a spaceship.
Wow.
I like the teriyaki. I like the Funyuns.
The value.
Would your kids eat this, though?
Probably not.
No.
See, like this stuff where it gets weird.
Did you look to see what was in here?
I don't even want to eat this. Would you eat this?
No, I don't want that.
This goes in the cone. This goes in the cone.
Let me see.
First of all, bro.
Oh, that's
this is what I don't
what
like.
What
you're doing here?
Sugar.
You think we're in a kitchen? This is a podcast studio. Could you just maybe open it? Look at this shit all over the place here. My side over here, beautiful.
These would taste good with coffee.
You know what? I think I was blinded.
Fine.
This ain't as good as we thought it was.
It's unique.
Like I got a taste in my mouth from the teriyaki.
One time
that won't go away. It won't go away. Wow, look at this thing. Look at this.
What is that? Is that Cheeto?
Wow, bro. What do you think? Should we try it?
Yeah, just try it.
Wow.
Let's see. It's like fishy. Why is it fishy? No.
Fucking awful, bro.
Fishy's not good.
How do you get like sashimi in here?
they found a way to get raw fish in a puff.
Oh, this you need a mint. No wonder they give you the mints.
More snack than
a mint?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Oh. I don't know that this is right either. It's not minty. No, it's not good.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah. I know you were blinded by...
I was blinded by the Japanese.
The Sakura box.
And look at this. Just the dust alone that it creates is... Just let me take this off.
Oh, God. Black on black.
1 out of 10 on the Japanese. I'm sorry. It was not...
10 out of 10 on the Japanese. 1 out of 10 on the bento box.
Let's go into a
cube.
This is a talking hamster, everybody. Age 3 and up.
Yeah,
I'm keeping this because Crucial. By the way,
oh, you're buying him a hamster?
He's like, Daddy, I need new batteries in my remote control car. So yeah, I'll be right with you. I was cooking breakfast, and then he disappeared. I don't know where he went. He's in the laundry room. He got out the batteries and the toolbox, and he was unscrewing the, and he tells me that batteries have electrons in them. And right there I go, the education's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the hell we're paying.
Did you ask what electrons were so that he could explain it to you?
He started to explain it. He didn't have it totally, but he... Oh, whoa.
What's it say?
I don't know. See, right away?
Not intuitive.
That's the word I would have never used. And it's not even coherent.
It's like
talk to it and it talks back to you.
Hey, Jeppy.
Oh, it mimics.
Yeah,
it narrates the day.
Go ahead.
Say hi, Sebastian. Hi, Sebastian. Oh, it's cute.
Oh, okay. So it mimics you. That's cool. But like sometimes it doesn't. It's not picking up.
You're not talking to it. You're talking to me. Talk to it. It knows.
Hello, I'm a talking hamster.
Hello, I'm a talking hamster.
Okay. I guess for a kid this would be cool.
Yeah.
It'd probably be annoying for parents after a while.
I may get this for my wife so she can hear what I hear every day. When I...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really want one of these when I get home. It's bad when it doesn't repeat you. It just laughs at you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is... What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh, I asked you that.
I gotta tell you something. I can't get that taste out of
it. We should have him on the show. He just sits here and he laughs at what you say. You should bring him to your next concert. He can just sit in the front row and just laugh.
It's not a bad toy.
No, how does it do it so quickly?
I don't know. I don't know the technology behind it. What's the retail value?
$10.
$10.
You can't go wrong with a talking hamster for $10. Hamster.
Oh, this is slang. We had a big slang episode. You're going to give me some slang. I'm going to
give you some slang. You'll tell me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce the slang, though. How about Riz? Riz. So I have a lot of Riz. Pretty much. Could be anything.
What does it mean?
Charisma. Charisma.
Oh.
Riz is short for charisma.
Okay.
Popularized by a team of streamers who went viral by going on blind dates and grading each other on their game with women. They have a lot of Riz.
Wow.
Looks maxing. Two X's. Looks maxing.
I have no idea what that is. Well, listen, I'm going to play the game the way it should be played.
Okay.
Okay.
But you do this. It's a practice that can only be described as competitive grooming. Looks maxing techniques. Yeah, it's what you do with your daughter's hair.
But I need it in some context.
All right. Give me a word in context.
Basic. She's so basic. She loves pumpkin spice lattes.
Simple. Simple. But that's what basic means.
Do you see how I play the game, though?
Yeah. All right.
I give like a, like I would almost put myself in that situation.
All right. Geekin. I can't believe you bought us tickets to see Adele. You geekin?
Are you like fawning over?
Yeah, overly excited about something. Nice.
Well, see, I like when the word is associated with the actual meaning.
Right, like ghosts are invisible, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. Like how about Ghostsmack?
Godsmack?
No, Ghostsmack. So it's, he's cute. Ghostsmack.
He's cute. Go give him a kiss.
And I go flirt with him.
Yeah.
You knew that, wouldn't it?
But let's talk about something that's not on the sheet that I see a lot and I still don't know the meaning of it. What in the hell does Godspeed mean?
Go on your way. Good luck. Godspeed.
Where would you use that in a sentence? Like if you were talking to me.
Yeah. Well, so you're going to take a sabbatical from comedy and you're going to go travel the world. Godspeed.
I don't like the word.
No? Why?
It's something. Do you use it?
No.
Okay.
When you take a sabbatical, I will use it for you. What about Joan? That actor is so ugly. Why are you Joaning?
Sticking up for?
No, like insulting.
I don't even think that's the right word, the way to describe that. What? That actor is so...
Ugly. And then the other person says, why are you Joaning?
Oh, other person. I thought it was the same person.
I didn't know. Two people. So wait, the game is I got to give you a sentence. I also have to declare who's in the scene.
Who's in the scene?
I mean, you're making the game much too... I mean, yeah, there's multiple players here talking. This is a full conversation. My house is in the cut. You'll never find it on your own.
It's hidden.
Yeah, I just told you what it meant. I thought she was loyal when whole T, she just went behind my back. Whole T. Whole T. Letter T. Whole time. Oh, you'll need to know this. Are you dating him? Says girl number one. Girl number two says, nah, we've just been talking for a while.
What's
exactly. It's talking. It means talking. Now, a stage before relationship where the two parties are obviously closer and basically dating, but haven't given themselves the title of boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, we really had to define that. Talking.
I went out last night and I had a steak with asparagus.
You eat so much meat.
And a baked potato. The meal was bussing.
Oh, yeah.
See, you thought I was.
Tell a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought. It was made up.
Yeah. That wasn't made up. You're drawing from real life circumstances because you eat a lot of meat.
I didn't know. I know.
You should get a coronary calcium scan.
I am. I'm going to get one.
I just had all my 50-year stuff.
And what's the problem?
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm not happy.
Did you get a calcium in the Widowmaker?
No. I got a coronary angiogram, which is more accurate because it actually shows the vessels. You can actually see plaques. Coronary calcium scan gives you a score that says your risk. But angiogram actually looks at the vessels to see actual plaques. Zero. And based on that, the coronary calcium scan was zero. Perfect. I have no risk factors except I've always had high cholesterol. So she also ordered a carotid ultrasound, and both my internal carotids have a little plaque. Minimal, the lowest amount that they say, 1 to 10%. Over 20% is called mild, so it's less than that. But it's bothersome because it's something there. I don't want to have a stroke. And what's more bothersome is I can't do anything better. The last 6 months has been the best I've ever eaten, exercised, everything. So it's 100% genetic, so I had to start medication. I started Crestor last week.
And what's the side effects?
Muscle spasms I haven't had. And the weird one is, but they put it on the label, though there hasn't been a really study to show this, is fogginess. Like you feel foggy. And it's funny. I took it the first morning I took it, I went to work and I didn't feel right. I even said to one of my nurses, I said, just when I write things down, just double check me. I felt a little slower than I usually was. I didn't like how it made me feel, so I started taking it every night. So if I'm foggy in the middle of the night, who cares? And then by the time I go to work, it's 12 hours, and I felt fine. So I've been taking it at night. But I don't like that I have to take medicine now for the rest of my life.
Isn't it Can you do anything that's reverse that?
Yeah. So, I mean, plaques anywhere have been shown to be reversible with diet, exercise, and medication. So I've done the diet and exercise, and let's see with the medication. So I'll repeat my numbers in 3 to 6 months, and I'll repeat an ultrasound in a year and see. I mean, it's mild. Everybody's like, not a big deal. It's mild. Who cares? Or minimal. But I don't like knowing that there's something there.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but
most people have it and never know because you usually don't even do this ultrasound.
Yeah. You know when you're in the hospital after a stroke.
No, that's the problem.
What the fuck happened? Well, your neck was fucked up.
No. You know what I realized, though? In my old age, I'm claustrophobic. Do you get claustrophobic?
Oh, yeah.
So I went for the coronary angiogram. You do a CT scan. And it's not closed in, but it's a tube and your head's sticking out. And your heart rate has to be a certain level for it to, you know, to map everything. And it was 58. I'm sitting there and he puts me in. 5 minutes go by, he pulls me out. He's like, we can't do it. I go, what do you mean you can't do it? He goes, your heart rate's over 90. I go, yeah, I don't feel good in the closed space. He goes, well, we can give you a beta blocker to slow your heart rate. I go, oh, I really don't want to take medicine for this. For just this one test, I go, give me 5 minutes. Let me just calm myself down. I started like, just close my eyes, thought. I said, put me in when you see my eyes closed. Went in. We did it. But it's weird that like I've never been that way. I got really like worked up.
What did you think about to get you down? Like you said you thought. What did you think about?
No, I just sing the alphabet.
You sing the alphabet?
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
Tell me how you sing it.
A, B, C, D,
E, F, G. Oh, my God, bro. It's like weak.
It's a weird thing. In my head. I do that on airplanes when there's turbulence, and I don't like turbulence. I don't know why. I start singing the alphabet, and it calms me. So I start singing the alphabet.
Can you imagine everything that's going on in people's heads that you're unaware of?
Right? Like, that would be funny in a show, like if you actually heard the internal dialogue of every single person around you.
With this new thing that Apple came out with, this Vision Pro, this could be a
game. You see people walking around like that, like picking things.
Well,
and
I mean,
whatever.
Like, you're an idiot if you're walking around with this thing.
Right.
You're an idiot.
Just flat
that's
out.
That's it. I'm just saying, like, if you are in public walking around typing on an invisible thing, you got problems.
Getting hit by a car.
Yeah. I would use this mechanism at home for doing work.
Yeah. And to watch a big screen TV.
And I would do it on an airplane. Yeah. I wouldn't, if I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
On an airplane, I would take this thing off and go to the bathroom.
Right.
But you're going to see idiots. Right.
Well, you already see him on the, yeah.
At a restaurant.
Guy crossing the street. The guy was at the front row of the Lakers game. Did you see that?
Oh, he had one on?
Yeah, on Instagram. It showed a guy, he's on the floor of a Lakers game. I think it was a Lakers game, some NBA basketball game. And he's doing this. So he's like virtually shooting baskets. I was like all over the internet. Pull that up.
How does that work?
No, I'm sure in his thing, he was playing basketball. And he happened to be at an NBA game. He's wearing the goggles.
I thought he was at the game and using the basketball court for his virtual.
He was at the game as somebody there to watch the game, wearing those goggles at the game, standing there doing this.
Wow.
Who does that?
That guy.
Yeah. You shouldn't be invited back to the game.
Yeah, I just think it's going to get a little weird now, people walking around with this thing hanging off their head. And complete dickhead.
Oh, Celtics game.
It is I've never seen anything more than look at me. It's a cry for help. Oh, God. If I came with that guy.
Look at this. But then watch what he does. He starts.
Yeah, but he's standing.
No, he's just standing there, right? And look. And now he starts doing his.
Oh, wow. Oh, are you cool? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Whoever is sitting behind them,
Yeah, you should pull that thing off his head and make him sit down. You got floor seats and you're obstructed by a guy on a Vision Pro?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. So mine's coming in a couple weeks.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got one just to check it out, see what it's all about.
The watching the movies on it looks cool because you can make it like an IMAX.
And then you
can turn around and like be doing work and then doing that. Yep. You know how you can put things all over the room.
I know. That's what I want to look at. I mean, are you guys familiar with this?
A little bit. Fist has been looking into it a lot.
But they're like $4,000, right? Expensive. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, once you get all the data you need in the case, you're dropping $5,000.
Yeah, it's $5,000. You get a keyboard, you get a mouse or whatever.
You could do a whole Word document that way?
I don't know. This guy said he was reading a script and like just, you know, like I'd have to see what they're seeing. Because
it's also supposed to be very heavy.
But the guy, you know, this reviewer, black guy?
Marquise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's unbelievable. Yeah. Any tech thing you want to buy, this guy does reviews on it. And he's so well spoken and really easy to listen to. And, you know, I think his Vision Pro's got like 20 million views.
Okay. Wow.
Right? It's like if you have any piece of tech, you give it to this guy.
He reviews it. And so what was his overall take? Good or bad?
I just started watching about 5 minutes of it. And he said, you know, it's incredible. Is there some cons? Yes. But, you know, first generation, you're going to find.
So you're an early adopter, huh?
I want to check it out. I just want to check it out, not only to see if it increases productivity, but, you know, as a comedian, sometimes, you know, you got to be on, like, what these people are seeing and whatnot, just so I could have, you know.
I could see you coming out to a show just with one on.
Yeah, that's what also, like, is this going to open up avenues when it comes to live performance and I hear you could FaceTime in it, but they don't have a camera inside it, right?
No, it has your avatar.
But like, why would you want to avatar somebody?
Right, you're right there.
It's recording your face. Well, so it says it's AR, but it's really VR, and so it's recording the spaces around you and broadcasting that to your face. So you're seeing a recording inside, but it also does record your face and your eyes, and that's what it's using to create the avatars that you FaceTime with. And that's why they don't look functionally the same as you, because it's not just recording you straight on, it's recording outside of you. It's recording enough of you to make this little anime.
When I talk about medicine, is that how you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when he was just talking, I was just like, I
tuned out.
Yeah, I totally didn't understand any of it.
Recording around you.
That was it. Then I started singing the alphabet.
Just tell me when they get a camera in the... I mean, that's the guy.
I literally thought, when I speak about medicine, you must go totally blank. Because when you start talking about tech, I was like, and I'm out.
This is my complaint with technology. And I don't know if they do this on purpose. They come out with this thing, right? It doesn't have a camera in there. Right.
Version.
So the next version,
you have to buy it.
They'll have the camera in there, right? But they probably have the technology right now to put the camera in, but they save it or no?
There's still cameras inside of it. Like, but it's just not what you're expecting. Like, it's not capturing your face at the whole time. It's probably capturing actually a lot of the biometric data. So it's capturing your eyes and your eye movement and storing that in certain ways that's helping you function when you're in the app and moving around.
All right. So why didn't they just go the other extra step and go, all right, just put the fucking camera in there? Like,
they can just do updates like Tesla does. You know, you don't have to buy a whole new thing. Just update it.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen with this thing. They say you want the update, you spend another $5,000. When's the next generation going to come out, do you think?
As soon as you get yours delivered.
I'll get mine. Yeah.
You get yours delivered, and then that's it. Technology.
$5,000. That's how popular Apple is.
Price tag doesn't matter to them.
They could go, how much are you going to sell this for? And then they're like, fucking idiots out there. Yeah, put a $5,000. You got people probably getting loans out to get this thing, right?
They got an Apple car coming next.
Oh, I'll just get my daughter that for her. That's probably $3,500.
I've heard.
Cheaper than the lens.
I've heard of that, but I don't know if they were in production or what is that going to look like?
I could spend $5,000 on virtual goggles for Aubrey and just say, pretend you're driving a car.
Would you buy an Apple car?
I love my Tesla. But I bet you it's going to be very simple. Similar, like interfaces, stuff like that.
Nah. They're going to do stuff with the Apple car. Because anything Apple puts out,
it's pretty awesome. I know. Apple's just phenomenal. Game changer, I probably would. Right? Yeah. Too bad they didn't go together. They were thinking, right? Tesla and Apple, if they had done something together, it would have been cool. Like if you put all the Apple stuff, interfaces in the Tesla, would have been amazing.
Do they have Apple CarPlay?
Mm-mm.
They don't have it?
No, Tesla has its own.
Then do music, you prefer that one or the Apple?
No, I mean, what most people do is they just play Spotify through the Tesla.
No, but like, let's say if you get a text message on your iPhone, does it show up on the Tesla screen?
No.
But like, have you been in a car where you have Apple Play?
Oh, no, I actually haven't. But that's what happens. It just pops up the whole message.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then you're basically, your iPhone is basically is
that
a screen.
Like that. Got it. Yeah.
I wonder if there's like something that in Tesla. Well, is Tesla's good?
Tesla, yeah. I mean, their interface is great, but I've never read messages
on the screen.
On the screen, yeah. But you can watch movies and stuff, not when you're driving. You know, you can pull up Netflix, you can pull up YouTube, you can search the internet.
I don't see the point in that.
No, it's only if you're like somewhere stuck.
Listen, this is Daddy versus Doctor versus Tech. Versus the tech. New show.
DDT.
I mean,
that's good. I would love to have as our first guest in 2024. I'd like to have that guy from the basketball court, and I'd like to talk to his parents. We should have his parents. Actually, I don't want him. I want his parents on, and let's just talk about him
or anybody that knows him. Like, if you came to the game
mm-hmm.
and you had that on, and I said,
"How do you get that past medical
it's like
detectors,
a phone.
Metal detectors?"
It's like a phone.
But who goes to a basketball game wearing? You don't bring your PlayStation.
Yeah, but believe me, this is, you're going to see a lot of this now of like, this guy is so hoping somebody asks him what he's looking at. I've mm-hmm. seen people like this. It's going to be annoying.
He knows somebody, front row, courtside, Celtics. Yeah. Who does he know? He knows somebody.
He probably developed the damn thing. He probably works for Apple. There you have it.
Daddy versus doctor. Tech.
Unbelievable. You want to know about
slang,
pediatrician, pediatrics. We don't do any of it.
We don't do
tech vlogs.
Tech.
We don't do anything.
Tech and slang. That's what we cover. And Japanese snacks.
Sakura box.
Next week, we're going to open up a wonderful snack box. From Nicaragua.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.